This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Arundhati Paul. The headlines. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha says that everyone from buyers to sellers is happy with the new goods and services tax reforms. Nagaland awarded among the best states under the Mera Resham Mera Abhiman campaign in recognition of its efforts to promote silk farming. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang inaugurated a newly built 100-bed district hospital at Manglan. Assam Rifles troop seizes 1.37 kgs of heroin worth 11.4 crore rupees in Mizoram's Champai district. And now the news in detail. The Deputy Chief Minister of Arunachal Pradesh, Chawla Mia, said that the business community plays a crucial role in implementing the GST reforms, and their participation and support is essential to make the benefits of GST reforms reach to the common man. Chawla Mia said this while interacting with the business community of Nahar Lagoon in a GST awareness campaign. Men informed that the state's GST collections have increased significantly from just 227 crore rupees in 2017-18 to nearly 1,900 crore rupees in 2023-24, which represents more than 700% growth within 6 years. He further added that these additional resources have been crucial in building roads, improving healthcare, expanding education, and funding welfare programs. The campaign was organized by the Arunachal Chamber of Commerce and Industries as part of the nationwide GST Bachat Utsav. Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha yesterday said that everyone from buyers to sellers is happy with the new goods and services tax reforms. Participating in a campaign on the GST reforms at the Maharajganj market, Tripura's main commercial hub, Chief Minister said that people are thanking Prime Minister Narendra Modi for the reduction in the prices of goods, especially basic and essential items. It was evident that there was a happy atmosphere due to the reduction in the prices of goods. For this, people expressed their gratitude to the Prime Minister. Nagaland has been awarded among the best states under the Mera Resham Mera Abhiman campaign in recognition of its efforts to promote silk farming. The award was distributed during the 76th Foundation Day celebration of the Central Silk Board in Bengaluru in the presence of Union Minister of Textiles Giriraj Singh and other officials. Nagaland was joined by Assam in the Northeast zone of the awards. In the individual category, Alono from Vidima village, Chumukudena received the Best Airy Silkworm Wearer Award for her innovative and sustainable silk wearing practices. The Nagaland RMSS 2016 batch teachers have suspended their agitation following assurances by the state government to address their demands. During a meeting convened by the Commissioner and Secretary, School Education Kevilino Angami, the teachers presented their charter of demands, which was accepted for study. It was decided to set up a high-level committee with representatives from School Education Department, Samagra Siksha, Finance and Justice and Law, along with the members from All Nagaland School Teachers Association and the RMSA 2016 batch. Meanwhile, a subcommittee led by the School Education Department and comprising representatives from ANSTA and RMSA 2016 will study the demands and prepare a preliminary report to be submitted to the high-level committee. The process is expected to be completed within 6 months. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang yesterday inaugurated a newly built 100-bed district hospital at Manglan. The Manglan District Hospital, built at an estimated cost of 29.60 crores, is the only major health center in North Sikkim. The Chief Minister in a social media post said that the state-of-the-art facility marks a significant leap forward in strengthening the healthcare system and ensuring that quality medical services are accessible to all. Assam Rifles troops seized 1.37 kgs of heroin worth 11.4 crore rupees in Mizoram's Champai district near the Myanmar border. A statement issued by the paramilitary force said, acting on reliable inputs, the Assam Rifles troops noticed movement of three persons in Zakhaltar town, arrested them while trying to pick up a concealed package. A thorough search of the area led to the recovery of the heroin, which was estimated to be worth about 11.4 crore rupees. Tripura Governor Indira Senareddy Nallu has emphasized the need to extend the use of advanced technology to make India stronger, more secure, and ultimately a global superpower. He said that the goal is to build a developed India by 2047. Speaking at a seminar and award distribution ceremony organized at the National Forensic Science University campus near the Buddhist temple in Agartala, the governor noted that the digital era has brought unprecedented progress but has also created new arenas of crime. He pointed out that from cryptocurrency fraud and identity theft to cyber attacks on critical infrastructure, law enforcement agencies are facing constant challenges. He expressed hope that the presence of NFSU in Tripura would open new frontiers in tackling cybercrime both in the state and in the country. Union Minister of State for Agriculture and Farmers Welfare, Government of India, Mr. Bhagirath Chaudhary, in a day-long visit to Soreang district of Sikkim, attended the interaction meeting with head of department officers of the Soreang district administration along with panchayats, members of SAGs and FPOs today at Rurban complex, Soreang, yesterday. Mr. Chaudhary in his address lauded Sikkim's global recognition as an organic farming state, acknowledging its contribution as a model for sustainable agriculture. He underlined that agriculture and farming are key pillars of the nation's development and highlighted several important government initiatives and focus areas for farmers' welfare. Chaudhary also highlighted the need for widespread soil testing and soil health cards to ensure better productivity and informed farming practices. The Sikkim government has announced that Dokla and Chola will be opened for domestic tourists from 1st next month under battlefield tourism. The state government has issued guidelines for security and environmental protection in this regard. The order said that daily 25 tourist vehicles and 25 bikers will be allowed to visit both the places. The Army, Police and State Tourism Department will look after the checkpoints and escorts have been made mandatory for tourists. Three sites, Nathula, Dokla and Chola, have been identified by the centre under the battlefield tourism in Sikkim. While Nathula is already a popular tourist destination, the rest two sites have been developed by the concerned departments recently. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma yesterday announced the opening of the Kaziranga National Park and Tiger Reserve from 26th of this month. Initially, the Bagori Range of the park to be opened, Kahora Range, which is the central range, likely to be opened in the second week of October, and Elephant Safari to begin from 1st of November. In Arunachal Pradesh, the week-long Road Safety Awareness Week concluded successfully yesterday at the DC's office at Upya with free vehicle health checkups and the felicitation ceremony for the winners of painting and slogan writing competitions. The week-long program was inaugurated with a bike rally emphasizing safe two-wheeler riding, the use of helmets and strict adherence to traffic rules. Awareness campaigns were further strengthened through the screening of animation videos on two-wheeler safety and dissemination of information on government initiatives such as Rahvir and cashless treatment facilities available for road accident victims. Surprise MVI checks were also conducted at various locations to encourage compliance with traffic regulations and foster a sense of accountability among road users. And before we end the news, the headlines once again. The Tripura Chief Minister Manik Saha says that everyone from buyers to sellers is happy with the new goods and services tax reforms. Nagaland awarded among the best states under the Mera Resham Mera Abhiman campaign in recognition of its efforts to promote silk farming. Sikkim Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang inaugurated a newly built 100-bed district hospital at Mangan. Assam Rifles troop seizes 1.37 kgs of heroin worth 11.4 crore rupees in Mizoram's Champai district. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin from the Akashvani Shillong. Have a nice day.